Crow high on the right. Feeds Wall. Baseline right. Tyler against Eady. Slips it into Klesman in the lane. Layup is good. And we're tied at 62 with a minute 55 to play. Gillis inbounds it to Lance Jones. Down to the end we go in Minneapolis. Jones to the front court. 1:45 to play. Jones throws it to Lawyer. Into Eady. Mid post left. Left shoulder. Charted the turn. They get a foul on Crow. With a minute 39 to play. Team foul 6, non-shooting.
And you can thank Matt Painter for that one, because he was after him before that. And this is where it gets tough to officiate, because Zach is a guy to initiate the contact with the shoulder there too. And Steve's got to, you got to protect yourself as a big.
And that's 4 fouls on Crow. Lawyer baseline rival inbound. 1:39 to play in a tie game. Lawyer whips it out high on the right for Brayden Smith. Smith using an easy screen. Dribbles to his left. Stops the lane line. Whips it right side. Caught by Gillis. Fires up a three. Hits short. No good. Klesman the rebound. And he's cut down to the floor. That was a very hard landing for Max Klesman. He pops back up with a minute 29 to play. Tied at 62. Gillis the foul. That's team foul number 6 on Purdue. And the first on Gillis. And now the Badgers with a chance to take the lead. 1:25 to play. Klesman front court rights. Is it the Crow left of the circle? Gillis defending. Now Chucky will come and get it. Against Jones. Hepburn right of the lane. Into the paint. Runs it out the Wall for 3 in the lead. Back rim no good. Rebound Mason Gillis. 1:05 to play. Tied at 62. And Braden Smith up the floor. And a timeout taken by the Boilermakers with 60 seconds left in regulation. Wisconsin 62, Purdue 62.
You having fun? I mean, talk about this team. A Purdue team that scored 83, averaging 83, you've held them to 62. This just in general, what they've done. They've been locked in. Now, their last shot was wide open for Tyler. I get shot clock running down. Maybe one more quick reversal.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you.
One more.
Seemed early.
Yep. Right? Just one. Just a quick one. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the 3 losses for Purdue this season, it's averaged not quite 69 points per game. And it's 3 losses all the way from Mackey Arena. But that's your best chance. Get into them, dig into them. And the Badgers have given it all they have.
Oh, there's no question about it. Now, you got to find some more. You got to find some more. You got to get a stop on this possession. 21 on the shot clock. A minute left. So no matter what, Purdue's going to get the ball back again after this possession. It's not a get a stop and hold it for last. So you've got to get a stop here first. And you got to make sure that ball is going to go see Zach Eady at some point. Dig, show, make him uncomfortable. Make him look to see where the defense is. Make sure he can't catch and turn right away. That's the biggest thing. And then locate shooters. Don't lose Mason Gillis. Understand where he's at. If you give up a 17-foot jump shot with 2 or 3 on the shot clock, you can live with that. You got to give up something always.
1 minute to play, 21 to shoot. Tied at 62. Lawyer sideline rival inbound. They'll get it into Eady. Flips it to Brayden Smith. 57 seconds to play. Smith left hand hip high dribble against Hepburn. Works off the Jones screen. Storr gets him on the switch. Shot clock is at 10. Now Smith off an Eady screen. Gets it into Zach. Low on the right. Up and in and one.
Gosh.
Klesman inside, called for the foul, and Purdue leads by 2, 46.8 to play.
That's where Max has got to come over quicker.
3 fouls on Klesman. 64-62 Purdue.
And I understand what Max is thinking. Fletcher Lawyer's the guy that he's coming off of. But you've got to be there earlier so you can get out.
84 of 8 at the foul line today. Trying to finish this 3-point play. Eyes the rim. Free throw is good. 65-62 Purdue. 46.8 seconds remaining. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin against Lance Jones. Hepburn surveys. Puts it on the deck. At the top. Probing. Spinning in the lane. Hepburn up. Off the back rim. Once, twice, 3 times and out. Rebound Saved by Wall. Out the store. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Off the left side iron. No good. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Purdue. With 25 or eight, check that, mate. Let's see. They're pointing Wisconsin's way, or are they? No, Jeffrey Anderson.
They're saying this. However, it's under two. They should
They'll
look
review
at this.
This, I would
they
think.
They absolutely should review this.
They are. Jeffrey Anderson was pointing every which way. John Blackwell is checking in, 25.1.
I don't think they're going to, but this they should look at this.
They are not. 25.1 to play. 65-62 Purdue. Fletcher Lawyer will inbound. Against full court pressure. They get it into Edie. And he throws it away. No, deflected
now
by Wisconsin.
Now this. They'll review. They will review this 100%.
22.6 seconds remaining.
I actually think it probably stays with Purdue here because I think Chucky gets...
Ooh, I don't know.
Thought that was more obvious live. I think it hit Steve's fingers.
Ball on the floor, Purdue basketball.
Oh.
That looked like it might have been Edie last on the one angle
we're
seeing.
I actually think that's where having 7'4" hands might absolutely hurt Purdue
there
a little bit.
That works against you, potentially.
You've only got the 6'11 or 7 foot hands of a big Steve there because right there Steve hits it. Now the follow through of Zach Edey is where this view, you're not going to see this. I don't know what the TV feed is saying, but that view that they showed on TV now, the last one is actually right there. I think that's Wisconsin basketball.
It should be going
the other
way.
That's Wisconsin basketball.
It should. 22.6 seconds to play. 65-62 Purdue. And it will be Wisconsin basketball. Turnover Purdue.
And if you're Zach Edey, I don't know why you just don't hold it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get fouled. You're up three. Get fouled. Go to the free throw line.
So the Badgers with another chance. 22.6. Shot clock off. Badgers down three.
And what that is it's built in timeout for Greg and staff to draw up a play here with that review. Now they're trying to fix the time, I believe, on the clock next.
Yep, the officials still over there, two of them. Game clock at the moment showing 22.6. So they'll check to see if they need to make a correction there.
And this is where Purdue having a 7'4" guy in Zach Edey a little bit easier to protect against three. Because most of the time with 22.6 left, Wisconsin grab the ball, go to the bucket quick, get an easy bucket, extend this game. You can play it out. That still should be the point of this. But with Zach Edey underneath, it's a little bit harder to go and attack. Purdue can stay attached to shooters here.
Jeffrey Anderson and Brian Dorsey still over there at the monitor, just trying to make sure the clock is right. Right now, it shows 22.6 seconds. Purdue 65, Wisconsin 62. A Zach Edey and one, the difference right now. Edey 19 points, 10 rebounds. And of course, we're talking with Matt Painter. It looks like it's going to remain at 22.6. Tyler Wall will inbound, sideline left, flips it backcourt for Hepburn, out of 20 seconds. Hepburn, high screen from Wall, moves to his right, 15 seconds. Crowell at the top. Crowell against Smith, is off to Hepburn, down to 10 seconds. Shot clock at 7. Here's Chucky in the lane, goes up and in. They did put time back on that shot clock, by the way, just to get that right. That's what they were checking. Wisconsin using a timeout. Badgers down one with 6.5 to play.
Man, I would have loved for Wisconsin to attack a little bit earlier to get to the bucket. I thought there was a lot of action around the perimeter. That being said, you go, you get the bucket, 6.5, more than enough time still. You're only down by one. You can extend this game. All of a sudden, you foul Purdue, send them to the free throw line, see if they can make both of them. If not, if they do make both, you still have a chance to tie it. If they don't, now you got a chance coming down, ball in your hand, to either win it or tie it if they miss one. So you're in a really good situation.
Badgers now with 13 points off of 14 Purdue turnovers. And can they force a 15th? 6.5 to play. Purdue 65, Wisconsin 64. Both teams in the bonus. Keep in mind, Wisconsin has the possession arrow. Somehow, some way, you could get a tie-up. What a game it has been. Purdue's biggest lead is 6. Wisconsin's biggest lead is 5.
As I say, college basketball always delivers. Uh-huh. You just got to pay attention.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a lot of people paying attention right now. This has been a great game, man. I mean, this has been awesome.
Blackwell, Hepburn, Klesmet, Crowell, and Wall on the floor. Jones, Lawyer, Gillis, Smith, and Edie for Purdue. Mason Gillis will throw it inbounds. Full court press on. Now he flip it to Jones. Flips it to Lawyer, looking to inbound it into Edie. And he got fouled by Stephen Crowell. And he'll send Edie to the free throw line with 6.1 to play. This is a 1-1. Keep that in mind. And Greg Gard still has a timeout available. So Gard is about to get A.J. Storr back in there. And Stephen Crowell has fouled out. He finishes with 11 points. 6.1 left in regulation. That was team foul number 8 against Wisconsin.
But that's what you want. You're extending the game.
Yes.
And then, I mean, you've done what you needed to do. You found a way to go about it.
Edie is 5 of 9 at the free throw line today. 6.1 seconds remaining. Purdue 65, Wisconsin 64. 19 points, 10 rebounds for Zach Edie this afternoon. This is a 1-1. Front end on the way. It's good. 66-64 Purdue.
And if you're Wisconsin, you have to pinch Mason Gillis, and you have to make sure that you get the shooter in Zach Edie in this situation. The other guard in, now Purdue pulled Lance Jones in. They only have one in with Mason Gillis and Zach Edie the shooter. You have to pinch it.
Second free throw coming up for Edie. Purdue up 2, 6.1 seconds to play. Second free throw, airborne. No good. Rebound Blackwell with 5 seconds. With 4. Ahead to Storr, timeout Wisconsin with 2.7 seconds to play. Purdue 66, Wisconsin 64.
And I believe they're going to look at the clock to see if there's some more time based on when Greg called that timeout.
So the question, go for the gusto, snap off a 3. Can't be real picky right now. Whatever is possibly available.
No, you can't. And this is a situation where, for me, you take the best. You have an option going to the basket. You see if you can get something going to the basket. Your outlet is a 3. Now, we've seen Wisconsin in these situations a couple of times. I go back to the Nebraska game where A.J. Storr was the handoff. They hit the high post. A.J. turns that corner looking to score in the situation there. That's an option. I think it all. When you look at this, you look at who's inbounding the ball first.
Wall, Storr, Blackwell, Klesmet, and Hepburn for Wisconsin. Edie, Gillis, Smith, Lawyer, and Jones for Purdue. 2.7 seconds left, 66-64 Purdue. Timeout, Matt Painter. So that's the final timeout for either coach. So we'll play it through coming out of the Matt Painter call timeout. 2.7 seconds to play, 66-64 Purdue.
With the way that Wisconsin was lined up, Chucky was at the block. I would have anticipated Chucky to come up to the top of the key. AJ was at the top of the three-point line there. Wouldn't have surprised me to see some sort of a lob for AJ with Chucky getting the ball at the end there. Now, timeout. Matt saw it. Greg saw it. Do they change what they had drawn up? It's all an option.
It was 2 years ago that Chucky Hepburn banked one in for a title against Purdue.
And what they've done here, Matt, is they've moved it. They've shifted where their guys were located, all about a step farther past it. I would anticipate a John Blackwell curl over the top to the corner where we're seated. Zach Edey on the ball, so that lob's going to be a little bit harder.
Wall sideline, Rival throw it in. 2.7 seconds to play. Wall looking and looking, still looking into Hepburn. Cutting off the right wing to the rim. Layup. Good! We're tied! We're going to overtime! Hepburn at the buzzer! They will review it to make sure.
They can review it all they want. That bucket's good. I've said it, I'm going to say it again. An aggressive Chucky Hepburn. I love, and that's exactly what he's been this afternoon here.
Clearly out of his hands. Left his hand at .3, and we're going to play 5 more minutes in Minneapolis. That's the good news. The bad news is the Badgers will play 5 more minutes without Steven Crowell, who committed that 5th foul.
But he needed to.
He had to do it, yep. So to overtime we go in this Big Ten tournament semifinal game. Wisconsin 66, Purdue 66. The way that ball was dancing on the rim, it felt like forever.
We've seen a couple of layups missed, absolutely, but you talk about executing the way that they needed to execute. They did that.
I tell you what, I thought, and I view this with novice eyes, that it's just laughable in how underrated Greg Gard is at ATOs after timeouts, drawing up play.
For sure.
His staff, they are really, really good at that. And credit Tyler Wall, too, because he was in danger of that 5-second call. Zach Edey was guarding Tyler, who was throwing it inbounds, and finally found the open man. And it was Hepburn able to beat Braden Smith to the bucket to tie it.
And that's where the question becomes. With 2.7 seconds left, Matt Painter decides to put Zach Edey on the ball. If Zach Edey's not on the ball, does Chucky Hepburn get to the front of the rim? No, he doesn't. But Matt Painter decides to have Zach Edey on the ball, and it allows Chucky to drive and attack and have no resistance and nobody at the rim to protect that.
Steven Crowell giving Nolan Winter some more instructions here. Nolan, we're talking to him, really relies on Steve Eda. Has helped guide him through this freshman season. And unfortunately, that's all Crowell can do for the rest of this day as he has fouled out. 66-66 as we get set for overtime. While the Illini and the Huskers will have to wait a little bit longer before they hit the floor for their semifinal game. Winter and Edey ready to jump center. While players continue to jockey for position, it's getting to the point where both sides are laughing about it. Jeffrey Anderson inching Edey back a little bit. And the tip will belong to Wisconsin. Overtime underway. Badgers continue to our right. Tyler Wall throws to Storr. A.J. at the top, feeds Winter, rotates to Hepburn. On the left side, cuts off the wing. Now for Wall, finds Klesman high on the right. Crowded by Fletcher Lawyer. Oh, Klesman almost turned it over. Gets to the wall, back to Max, 10 to shoot. Klesman steps back, dumps it into Wall. Low on the right, layup is good. Nice feed, Klesman to Wall. 68-66, Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes left in overtime. Braden Smith against Hepburn. Smith to the front court. Pounds a dribble high on the left. A pass intended for Edey. It's stolen away by Storr as he saved it. Flipping it to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn right side feeds Winter. Rotates to Klesman high on the left. Klesman leaves it for Wall. Tosses to Hepburn. Right wing. Couple of jab steps from Chucky. Waves Wall away. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn in the paint. Feeds Storr for 3. Left side. Too long. No good. Rebound tip. Smith has it. Knocked free. Got it back. 3:50 left in overtime. 68-66 Wisconsin. Braden Smith jogs it to the front court. High screen Edey. Wheels left of the lane. Throws it to Gillis. Open 3. Left side. And the whistle before the shot. Wiped out the shot. Body on the floor.
And I think they're going to look to see if this shot is good. This body. And that's what Matt Painter's right now about. They're going to call a block here.
Edey ran over the wall. Is what happened.
And he did.
All right. Well, This happened a few times in the Sunday game in West Lafayette, so the officials over at the monitor. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left in overtime. Wisconsin 68, Purdue 66.
Now, what I'm seeing here, Matt, is the foul occurred while the ball was still in Mason Gillis's hand, which means no bucket. And if we're being honest, that's a foul on Zach Edey. I mean, he's there. You can't roll through. That's a foul.
And they were going to call it on Wall? Is that what you were saying? I'm not sure.
Yes, right now they called the block.
All right.
Rob Riley called the block.
Wow. This happened on three occasions pretty obviously in the game in West Lafayette. A couple of times it was Hepburn. Another time it was Wall. He just rolled right over. I know we're the Badger announcers, and we always try to be fair and keep the Badger goggles off, but that sure as heck looked like a foul on Zach Edey.
Trust me, I haven't been a Badger homer all year long. Well,
yeah, well,
maybe a little.
Yeah,
that beats Sid, though.
That's five on Wall.
Yeah, that's my, like, that, and they did. I'm sorry. That is a foul on Zach Edey. As a big, you can't roll through somebody.
Wow.
As a big, myself, the one thing you're taught when you set the screen and you roll, you have to look. You cannot roll through somebody.
It is no shot from Gillis, so it remains 68-66. That's team foul number 9 on Wisconsin, so it's a 1-1 for Edey. He is 6 of 11 at the foul line today. He has 20 points. Edey with the front end of the 1-1. It's good. 68-67, Wisconsin. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in overtime. One more free throw coming up for Zach Edey. Yeah, Purdue gets a sizable break right there and now trying to take full advantage.
And the reason Mason Gillis got that three, which they looked at as well, is because that's who Tyler Wall was going.
Second free throw for Edey on the way, and it's good. 68-68, 3:40 left in overtime. Here comes Chucky Hepburn. Left side of the front court. Throws to Carter Gilmore, who's in for Wall, who's fouled out. Store at the top. Throwing to Klesman high in the right. Klesman around a Gilmore screen. Max feeds Winter, rotates to Store. A.J. for three, left of the circle. It is off the front rim, no good. Rebound, Mason Gillis. With 3:17 left in overtime, tied at 68. Matthews playing without Crowell and Wall. They have fouled out. Braden Smith throwing to Gillis at the top. Fires off the pass to Lawyer. Pete Smith tosses to Jones for three, left of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Max Klesman of Wisconsin. And a foul called against the Badgers. Jeffrey Anderson on the call. I think they're going to get Nolan Winter. And now he is fouled out of the game. They may be checking for a hook and hold, too. With 3 minutes left in overtime, tied at 68.
And it shouldn't be a hook and hold there at all.
So the Badgers without their bigs, Wall, Crowell, and Winter. And Zach Edey goes back to the foul line. Purdue in the double bonus. Two free throws coming up for Edey. 68-68, 3 minutes left in OT. Got any eligibility left?
Well, with this atmosphere environment, I love the play. But that's where, again, things aren't going to go your way always in March.
Yeah.
Now you got to worry about the next one.
Yep.
You got a deal.
First free throw is good for Edey. One more coming. Purdue leads 69-68. Second free throw is on the way, and that is off the front rim and through. Made them both. 70-68 Purdue. 3 minutes left in overtime. Hepburn to the front court. Goes to Max Klesman. Right hand toss for Store. Sends it back to Klesman on the right wing. Lawyer defending. Klesman thinking about it. Little jab step. Oh, he lost his balance almost awkwardly. Gilmore for three up top. Back there. No! Store flies in the rain and sends it in. Two-hand stuff from A.J. Store, tied at 70.
And you're right. He did fly.
Woo-hoo. 2.5 minutes left in overtime. Jones hands off to Smith, crowded by Hepburn near the mid-stripe. Smith loops it to Edie against Gilmore. Edie hands off to Smith. Smith loops it into Edie, low on the left, whistle, fouled before the shot. And the Badgers at a point where there's just nothing they can do, as the size advantage is immense.
So, yes, I agree. However, there has to be, you have to be allowed some resistance. If you're not going to give them the roll through, then you got to have the, right? Like, if you're not going to do that, then you got to let them be there to bump them.
Edie at the foul line, tied at 70. First free throw, good. And he's on a hot streak at the foul line now. 2:16 left in overtime, 71-70. Purdue leads Wisconsin.
And Purdue's doing a great job of putting in pick and roll and putting pressure on the rim that way, and that's what they should be doing.
Second free throw is good, 72-70 Purdue, 2:16 remaining in overtime. Hepburn high on the left, throws to Carter Gilmore. One dribble, leaves it for Max Klesmet for three, and the lead. It's short, no good. Rebound tap, run down by Blackwell, high on the right, 2 minutes left in overtime. Blackwell got bumped by Gillis, and that'll be team foul number seven. Blackwell for a 1-1 with a minute 59 left in overtime, 72-70 Purdue.
It's where Wisconsin needs to be disciplined on the offensive end. They get an offensive rebound, so they get that extra possession. Didn't love that shot by Max Klesmet. Every possession is magnified right now. Make sure that you're solid in what you're running.
1-1 for Blackwell. In the air, it is short, no good. Rebound, Fletcher Lawyer. Missed the front end. Smith, left-hand toss for Jones. A minute 53 left in overtime. 72-70 Purdue. Braden Smith high in the rights. Just right of the center circle, 15 to shoot. Smith gets a high screen from Edie. Smith on the dribble, another screen from Edie. On the right side, driving, goes up, off the glass and rim, no good. Tipped up, no. Rebound loose.
Travel.
And
timeout. No.
He went out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Fell
okay.
Out of bounds and did a Boilermaker with the ball. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Down two, 1:34 left in overtime.
I saw Jeff Anderson point real quick, and I said, did they give him a timeout?
No. Zach Edey landed on the floor, landed on the baseline. Here's Carter Gilmore. Minute and a half left in overtime. A.J. Storr to the free throw line. Left elbow jumper. Good, and we're tied. Again, this time at 72, a minute 20 left in overtime. Lance Jones for Purdue against A.J. Storr. Jones left hand hip high on the dribble. 108 left in overtime. A throw to Gillis. He's with Blackwell. Gillis high on the right. Feeds Fletcher Lawyer. Crowded by Klesmet. Looking to pass now to Smith. 1 minute to play. 10 to shoot. Jones fakes the three. Got bumped. And a foul called on A.J. Storr. A bit on the fake with 7 on the shot clock there, 58.7 on the game clock, and Lance Jones will go to the line for the first time today. He's a 75% free throw shooter, double bonus, 72 all, 58.7 seconds left in overtime.
A couple of those fouls were questionable. That was not.
Not so much, yeah.
That was not.
8 points today for Jones, first free throw, in and out, no good. Spends a fair amount of time at the foul line this season. Averages 6 attempts per game. That was his first free throw attempt today. Still tied at 72. 58.7 left in overtime. Second free throw airborne. And that's good. 73-72 Purdue. 58.7 seconds left in overtime. Hepburn up the floor for the Badgers. Right side to the front court. Throws to Gilmore up top. A hand off to A.J. Storr. And a step back three. Back rim no good. Rebound tip. Edie has it. And a foul is called against Wisconsin with 46 seconds left in overtime.
And I just said that Max Klesmet three. Didn't love that. They were able to get the rebound. John missed the front end of that. Did not love that three by A.J. there.
No, real quick.
This is what postseason basketball is, understanding the possession and the value of it.
Yep, second foul on Carter Gilmore. 73-72 Purdue, 46 seconds left in overtime. And Zach Edey, who is 12 of 17 at the free throw line, gets two shots. First on the way, good.
And like you said, he's running a heater right now.
Yeah, he is. 74-72 Purdue. Camden Heidi ready to come back in for the Boilermakers. He is in for Braden Smith. Two-point lead, Purdue. 46 seconds left in overtime. Second attempt for Edie. It's on the way, and good again. 75-72 Purdue. Here's Chucky up the floor. 43 seconds left in overtime. Hepburn driving by Jones, goes to the rim. The layup is good. Badgers within one. 38.6 seconds to play. 75-74 the Boilermakers. And a timeout taken by Matt Painter. 38.6 seconds left in overtime. Purdue 75, Wisconsin 74. Our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. The Badgers trying to find a way. Wall, Crowell, and Winter have all fouled out. But the Badgers down just one with 38 seconds left in overtime.
I love the way that Chucky Hepburn's played. We've talked a lot about it, but you know, 22 points for Chucky. But it's the calmness of being in this moment that I've really liked.
Oh, yeah.
He's brought a calmness to this rest of the group.
Calmness and an ability to attack there, too.
An aggressive Chucky Hepburn is a good thing for this team.
22 points for Hepburn to lead Wisconsin. Storr has 20, but AJ's needed 23 shots to get there. Hepburn, Storr, Gilmore, Blackwell, and Klesman for Wisconsin. Lawyer, Jones, Smith, Gillis, and Edie for Purdue. 38.6 seconds left in overtime. Purdue 75, Wisconsin 74. Fletcher Lawyer will be inbounding. No one is on him. Otherwise, the press is on. Lawyer shuffles left into Braden Smith. Smith against Hepburn. 35 seconds left. Smith still in the backcourt. Hepburn trying to dog him. And Smith gets it across half court. Couple of seconds to spare. A near steal from Hepburn. Smith pounding the dribble. 25 to play. 16 to shoot. Smith still pounding it. Right ran into Hepburn. Charge called on Braden Smith. Hepburn took the charge. And now the Badgers have a chance to win it. Down one, 21.3 to play.
And that sends Braden Smith to the bench for the game. That's his fifth.
He finishes with 7 points, 10 assists. Shot clock dark. 21.3 seconds left in overtime. Purdue 75, Wisconsin 74. As Greg Gard drawing up a play that could send Wisconsin to the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Klesman, Blackwell, Hepburn, Gilmore in store for Wisconsin. Heidi, Edie, Lawyer, Gillis, and Jones for Purdue. Blackwell will inbound in the backcourt. Into Hepburn, 20 seconds left. 75-74 Purdue. Chucky to the front court with 15. Here's Klesman. Stops inside the right elbow. Needs help. Out to Hepburn, 10 seconds left. Hepburn against Jones. Kicks to Klesman. To the line. In the lane. Goes up. Back rim and in. 4.8 to play. Badgers up one. Here's Jones with four. With three. Right side with two. Heaves it. Missed it. And the Badgers win it. They'll play for the title tomorrow. Max Klesman in the lane for the win, 76-75.
What a game.
It was okay.
It was more than okay. And you look at what this team has done and the fight that they've showed through this. Man.
I think we'll be joined by AJ Storr here courtside as the Wisconsin Badgers have knocked off the Purdue Boilermakers in overtime, 76-75. Oh, those happy-go-lucky Badgers showing all kinds of grit here in Minneapolis. What a game here today. as AJ Storr will calmly make his way over. Congratulations, young man.
Appreciate you.
Take us through. How did you guys beat a team that hardly anyone's beaten this year? Take us through it.
We just had to stay connected. Everybody had to stay on the same page. It was some hectic moments there, but, you know, everybody had a balanced mindset and was just ready to attack the moment.
AJ, talk me through and tell me a little bit about that offensive rebound you had. Close game, tight game. What did you see to know you had a clear takeoff?
I seen he didn't box out. He had his head turned towards the rim. He watched the shot go up, and I just went right around him.
Talk about the play of your point guard.
Yeah.
How about him being aggressive today? Something that last game or two games ago, you guys played Purdue. They treated him as a non-scorer. Chucky turns that corner. He was aggressive this afternoon for this team. How important is he being aggressive?
Man, the more threats we have on the court, the more dangerous we are. So he's a true leader. I know that he loves, you know, taking over in those big time, you know. He attacked the rim, blew past his defender, and got a layup.
AJ, you talk about staying connected. You guys are running out of bodies.
Yeah.
Crowell, Wall, and Winter. What are you telling yourself as you break huddles, staying with it without those three bigs on the floor?
I mean, our players on the bench are prepared for that because of practice, you know, they're battling the starters every day, so they know how it is to play against, you know, top players in the country.
You having fun yet?
I'm having a lot of fun. We got to win tomorrow, though.
One more to go. Congratulations.
Yep.
Appreciate
it,
AJ. All right, AJ Storr joining us. 20 points for AJ here this afternoon as the Badgers defeat Purdue in overtime, 76-75. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Today's game is also brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Basketball has had a number of classic games in the Big Ten tournament. Add another one this afternoon in a contest through 45 minutes of play. No team had a lead of more than two possessions. Purdue's biggest lead was six. Wisconsin's biggest lead was five. Wisconsin wins it by one in overtime, 76-75. Brian, we've talked over and over again about, yes, next week is that's the final exam for teams that get in the tournament. You would have never known that today. And it's been the case in these conference tournaments. The competitive nature on both sides was just absolutely top-notch all day long, wasn't it?
Well, and that's why, that's what this should be about. You want to play. You want to compete. You want to have a championship. Last time I checked, this is a championship. They still put up the number, the year you win it in the Kohl Center. It means something. We've walked into gyms. I've walked up. That's the first place you look.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
get a chance tomorrow to put your team up on those banners. Like, it's a special moment.
Is there something to be said, Brian, for this Wisconsin team to prove to itself that it not only can hang in there, but it could beat a team that is as good as anyone in college basketball? I don't know about the whole momentum thing. I don't know really what that can mean. But they proved to themselves. The coaches have been trying to stress this to them, particularly when they were struggling in February. Like, you guys, when you're at your best, you're really good. And now they really proved it.
And you need wins to believe it.
Yes.
Like, it's great to say it, because that's what everybody wants. Like, that's what coaches are trying to preach to you. You're doing the right things. But in the end, you need to get some really good wins. And a win against Maryland, the way you did it, was good. A win against Northwestern was good. A win against Purdue?
Better than good.
Better. If you don't believe in yourself and your group after this one, there's not much else you can do.
So the Badgers will play either Nebraska or Illinois tomorrow. Tip time, 2:30 Central Time. Our coverage will start at 1:30. Wisconsin 76, Purdue 75. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up with Butchie's Breakdown back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take down Purdue in overtime today, 76-75. I'll step aside and let Butchie break it down.
Well, I'm going to start how we started the game. And it's very simple. Fast break points. Last week, Purdue had 14 of them. Today, two. Two. Great job there. Three-point line. Wisconsin, 7 of 32. Purdue, 5 of 16. You win in that area. And then, you know, we talked about ball movement, 18 assists on 32 makes, and it became a little bit of isolation down the stretch. But Wisconsin was moving the ball, getting everyone involved. And the last thing I've got, Mr. Chucky Hepburn. 9 of 12, 22 points, 4 assists. Most importantly, he was aggressive.
No turnovers.
I mean, just
3 steals. I mean, this guy's been in that 3-to-1 range assist to turnover ratio all season. And we talk a lot about aggressive Stevie is a good thing. Aggressive Chucky is a really good thing.
Especially
too.
With the way that teams are going to guard him.
Yeah.
If they're going to lay off and treat you as a non-shooter, they'll make him pay. That's what he did.
And it was Max Klesmit getting the shot to drop in the lane. He finished with 12 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, just 1 turnover this afternoon. Individual scoring, we mentioned Chucky with 22, A.J. Storr with 20, Klesmit with 12, Stephen Crowell with 11, 4 for Tyler Wall, 3 for Carter Gilmore, 2 apiece for Marcus Ilver and Kamari McGee. Zach Edey, 28 points, 11 rebounds. He was 14 of 19 at the free throw line. 9 points for Trey Kaufman Rennell in the first half. Fletcher Lawyer with 9. Lance Jones with 9. 8 points, 9 rebounds for Mason Gillis. 7 for Braden Smith. He had 3 rebounds, 10 assists. 3 points for Miles Colvin and 2 for Camden Heidi. Wisconsin wins in overtime, 76-75. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. As our post-game coverage continues, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Postgame coverage continues. Wisconsin 76, Purdue 75 in overtime. Quick glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Out of the SEC, one of the semifinal games in the books. Auburn defeated Mississippi State 73-66. As activity will pick up in earnest later this afternoon and tonight, the A-10 semifinals at BCU over St. Joe's 66-60. The other semifinal game here in Minneapolis, they'll be getting underway in about 15 minutes or so. Illinois and Nebraska, as the Badgers will play the winner tomorrow at 2:30. 76-75, Wisconsin defeats Purdue. Brian and I are back with more as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Trusted by car enthusiasts and professionals alike, Gunk Engine Degreaser is a highly effective automotive cleaning solution designed specifically to eliminate grease, grime, and oil deposits from your vehicle's engine. Gunk not only promotes optimal engine performance, but extends the lifespan of your vehicle's components as well. For performance you can rely on, ask for Gunk Engine Degreaser. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers beat Purdue in overtime 76-75. One thing I want to circle back to, Butchie, at the end of regulation and then on the deciding play offensively for Wisconsin in overtime, you see a lot of times, even in a one-point game, jump shots, threes, a lot of what some people will call hero ball. That wasn't part of it. Now, were there some quick jacks earlier? Yeah, but when the game was truly in the balance, they attacked the rim.
Well, they did, and that was the thing that I was so impressed with, like you brought up. But Chucky drives and attacks and doesn't settle, and those sorts of plays go a long way of just getting guys to – and what it does is it keeps you in games.
Yes.
You know, and you talked about the biggest lead, was six?
Six for Purdue, five for Wisconsin, like, yeah.
I mean, it keeps you in games when you play that way. When you stay disciplined, you're giving yourself a chance. And that's what this team did.
Badgers did, in fact, give themselves a chance, which leads us to our call of the game. Chucky to the front court with 15. Here's Klesman. Stops inside the right elbow. Needs help out to Hepburn. 10 seconds left. Hepburn against Jones. Kicks to Klesman. To the line. In the lane. Goes up. Back rim and in. 4.8 to play. Badgers up one. Here's Jones with four. With three. Right side with two. Heaves it. Missed it. And the Badgers win it. They'll play for the title tomorrow. Max Klesman, who's hit some pretty big shots in his time as a Wisconsin Badger, is able to get into the lane and get a nice members bounce as the Badgers get the bucket and the heave from Jones off the mark. 76-75, Wisconsin defeats the Purdue Boilermakers. Butchie and I back to wrap things up today in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, it's going to be a different kind of game tomorrow than what we witnessed here today.
Right? Well, for sure. And I think that either way, if you're Wisconsin, you love both matchups. The reason I say you love both matchups is they're both going to be tough. But Nebraska, you lose in overtime.
Yep.
You lose the way you lost.
It's kind of an obvious question.
But here's the counter.
Yep.
Is you just lost to Illinois at home.
You did. Yep.
And now you get, either way, you get a chance to get back to some of that, teams where you've struggled. And struggle's not the right word because I thought they played well against Illinois too. But, you get a response and you get to say, no, we've improved. I think the Nebraska one probably means a little bit more just based on how that happened.
Yes.
But I think Illinois, you could say, we want another shot because you've only played them once.
Yeah, and I want to clarify, it's an obvious question to ask. I don't know if the answer is because Nebraska, at its best, trounced Purdue.
Didn't
beat Purdue. It took him to the woodshed. Now, that was a while back, and it was in Lincoln where they are terrific on the home court. But the point is, with Tome Naga, Rink Mast, all those guys, they're real. And Illinois, after a bumpy ride for a time, their defense has not been great, the full body of work. But Shannon, Damask, Coleman, Hawkins, it's going to be formidable. So for the Badgers, there was great joy displayed on the floor and with very good reason by taking down Purdue. But it's rest. It's get yourself geared back up for tomorrow afternoon. That's a challenge.
And it's a big challenge, especially because now you're going to be the only team to play four games in 4 days. Neither Nebraska or Illinois, they've all played Friday. You played Thursday. It's an ask.
Might as well hang around for it. What do you think?
I think so. You know what? I'll even buy dinner tonight. How about that?
Really?
Of course.
Sure, I got that on.
Do you want to get you out of that? I'll buy dinner for you. How about that?
All right, I got you. We'll hold you to it.
A cup of coffee and some popcorn, but I'll buy dinner.
Again?
I heard the dollar menu's pretty good, too.
Could you avoid the stale popcorn this time?
No. Good. All right, I'm going to grab one on the way out of here.
Got you covered. All righty, that'll do it for us. Mercifully so. You're welcome, America. Wisconsin 76, Purdue 75 as the Badgers win in overtime and will play for the Big Ten Tournament Championship tomorrow afternoon. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson back at our studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us tomorrow afternoon as the Badgers play either Nebraska or Illinois for the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Today's game is also brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.